The Search. Starring Douglas Kennedy, Willard Waterman, Rosemary DeCamp, Virginia Gregg in The Search. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
Our story deals with a very unhappy man who built a wall around himself to shut out a great tragedy. Then he climbed over the wall to search for a richer, fuller life through the help of an apricot tree.
Jenny! Oh, Jenny!
All right, Ben. What is it now?
Where's the garden rake? I can't find the blasted thing since we moved.
The rake's your department. Maybe it's in the garage.
Our new neighbors seem to be having a little trouble getting settled, Nan.
I shouldn't wonder. Moving is always an ordeal. Yeah. Have you gotten a good look at them, Doug?
No, not really. Man doesn't seem very keen about meeting us.
It's really up to us to make them feel welcome.
You're right. I think I'll go outside and have a chat with him over the back fence.
See if there's anything I can do to help, dear.
Okay. Well, welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Doug Marshall.
Yeah? I'm glad you butted in.
I beg your pardon?
What are you going to do about that apricot tree of yours? Look at my yard. Fruit rotting all over my lawn, bees, flies. Just a big mess I have to clean up every day.
I'm sorry if some of the apricots drop on your lawn, but you're welcome to pick all the fruit you want. I don't believe I know your name.
Yeah, Griffin. Ben Griffin.
Well, it's nice to know you, Mr. Griffin. The people who lived here before didn't seem to mind the apricots.
Yeah, well, I do. Another 6 inches would be my tree.
Well, would that make a difference?
Yeah, let's not beat around the bush, huh?
Or around the tree, huh? Well, as I said, the others didn't mind.
Yeah, well, put yourself in my place.
All right, sir. If I were in your place, Mr. Griffin, I'd have a lot of apricot pie.
I don't want somebody else's apricots, and I don't want any more of your jokes either. Nobody but a fool to plant a tree so close to the property line.
Well, Mr. Griffin, you see, our son planted this tree.
Yeah, kids. That's another thing. Kids. This neighborhood is crawling with kids. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have bought this place.
I see. Well, our boy Jimmy won't bother you. He's away at college.
Yeah, well, that's good.
At the time he planted this tree, he was only 9. And it was his own idea that the neighbors could share it. He's taking a lot of pride in watching it grow.
All right, so it's grown. Now it's a nuisance. I'm not going to put up with a dirty, messy yard full of bees just because your boy planted a tree in the wrong place.
Well, I'd sure hate to take it out. It seems to me we ought to be able to figure out...
Those blasted bees! Oh. Beat it! Get out of here!
That bee has an angry look in his eye.
Now you see for yourself what this tree does. It draws bees and... Ouch!
Oh, too bad. I'll run inside and get something to put on the
stake. Yeah, never mind. Just get rid of that tree.
Well, I'll speak to my wife about it. We'll do something to make things more pleasant.
Look, I'll give you just 24 hours to get rid of that tree, and if you don't, I'll do something to make things more pleasant.
I hate to lose it, Doug. The first thing Jimmy does when he comes home is to go out and see how much his apricot tree has grown.
Well, besides that, Nan, it's part of Jimmy somehow. The minute I mentioned him to Griffin, it was like setting off a firecracker. He seems to hate children.
There must be something inside a man like Mr. Griffin that isn't normal.
When you find a man like that, Nan, there's always a key to his trouble.
Well, it seems to me the trouble's locked up inside him, and he's thrown the key away.
Yes, there are probably a couple of fundamentally nice people who just got off the track somewhere along the line.
Mm. You really suppose he's serious, giving you 24 hours to get rid of the tree?
Oh, he's bluffing very likely to get some fast action.
He got that from the bees.
Well, look, I'll go over tomorrow afternoon, have another talk with him. Maybe he'll feel differently when he's had time to think about it.
Backyard.
Oh. Well, what's the hurry? Can't a man even finish his morning coffee?
Look at Jimmy's apricot tree. Completely ruined. Only half a tree.
Oh, well, be He pruned it right back to the fence.
When could it have happened?
Last night, I guess.
It's tossing all the cut branches right in the middle of our driveway.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be late getting to the office. I better get busy. I can't take the car out until I get these branches off the driveway. Nan, will you see who's at the door? I just took my shoes off. Been on my old dogs a lot today.
Of course, dear.
I bet I walked 5 miles around my desk wondering what to do about that fellow Griffin.
Mrs. Marshall, I'm Jenny Griffin, your new neighbor.
How nice of you to call. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Let's go in the sunroom. I don't believe you've met my husband. Dog, this is Mrs. Griffin.
How do you do, Mr. Marshall?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Griffin. I'm just getting into my slippers and enjoying the comforts of home. Won't you sit down?
Oh, no, thank you. I only have a minute. I really came over to apologize for my husband. I can't tell you how terribly sorry I am about your tree.
Oh, that's very nice of you. We were a little surprised when we saw it this morning.
Don't you worry about it, Mrs. Griffin.
Certainly not. May I get you some tea?
No, really, I don't want a thing. Thank you.
Jenny! Oh, Jenny!
Excuse me. That's Ben. Now...
My goodness, that poor girl.
Ben's a regular little Caesar, isn't he? Oh. I wonder why.
I don't understand such a man.
You know, he might not be a bad guy if he could get underneath that turtle shell of his.
Well, I see nothing to be optimistic about. He seems completely at odds with everybody.
Well, I tell you what. After dinner this evening, let's go over and visit with him a while. We should talk this thing out.
Don't you think we'd better wait until he cools off?
No point in waiting. Can't do anything worse than throw us out.
You know, Doug, I thought once I'd bring along an apricot pie.
Best you didn't, man. I think Griffin is a little sick of apricots.
You're all right, Jenny, but why'd you have to go over there and apologize? Just because their stupid kid planted that blasted tree in the wrong place.
Oh, shut up,
Ben. I don't have to shut up. Don't tell me what to do. Nobody tells me what to do.
Say, they're having a real hassle.
Well, we came at the wrong time.
I only wanted those nice people to know we aren't as bad as they must think.
Yeah, I said you had to go over and make a monkey out of me.
You don't need any help doing that.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. You're ashamed of the way you acted, and you know
it. Oh, you're off your rocker.
I honestly believe you did it just for spite. Because their boy planted it. Those people would be our friends if you'd give them a chance.
Who needs them?
Well, we don't have any. We haven't had for years, and I'm fed up.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you know what you can do. There's nothing here to hold you.
Let's go, Doug.
No, wait a minute.
All right, then. I just may leave you. It's true there's nothing to hold me. Ever since we lost little Greg.
Stop it!
They lost a child.
So that's the key.
Stop yapping and do the dishes.
I'll do the dishes. Once and for all.
All right, that's the way you
want to
play, I'll help.
Oh, this is terrible.
Say, we'd better barge in, break it up. They need help.
Oh. Go on, get the door.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Marshall.
Mind if we come in?
If we're not intruding.
Oh, no, not at all. Ben?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Griffin. I'd like to have you meet my wife. Nan, this is Mr. Griffin.
How do you do, Mr. Griffin?
Hello.
Please sit down. I'm sorry you have to see things in such a frightful mess. We broke some dishes.
As we heard, we didn't mean to eavesdrop, but we...
Well, I guess you got an earful.
We just got into an argument. It isn't always like this.
Just since you lost your boy?
Yes, I guess our trouble dates from that.
Let's not discuss it.
Oh, tell us what happened, Mr. Griffin.
Well, there's nothing to tell. One day you have a child, and the next day, gone. You people couldn't possibly understand.
Other people have tragedies, too.
We had a beautiful daughter, Mr. Griffin. She would have been 16 years old next week.
Our daughter died of polio just 10 days before the vaccine was perfected.
Oh, we wish we'd known about your son. We might have helped instead of causing more trouble with our apricot tree.
You see, Ben, how wrong we've been? keeping our sorrow inside us, never talking about Greg. Ben just goes off and shuts out everything, me and his friends. We have to find some answer. There must be an answer.
Now, the answer depends on the question. I mean, are you asking God, why did you do this to us? Or are you saying, help us, God. How do we go on from here?
Well, when that boy died, I died too, I guess.
Well, at Greg's burial service, you heard these words. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
You know, suddenly I feel as if Greg was here.
Oh, Ben!
It's okay, honey. You go ahead and cry. Yeah, everything's going to be all right.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Mr. Marshall, I've been so busy hating myself and taking it out on you. And...
Now, you look here. If you're going to be the kind of neighbors Nan and I like, you'll have to call me Doug.
Okay, Doug.
And even when those blasted apricots fall on your grass, you're not to call me anything except Doug.
All right.
Now, look, speaking of apricots, I happen to know my wife just took an apricot pie right out of the oven, and it's high time it was eaten. So let's go over to our house and dig in, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Say, didn't I see some golf clubs over there in your garage?
Oh, I used to play a little. Not much lately.
Well, you all go ahead. I want to fix my face. I must look awful.
Doug, you boys go ahead. I'll wait and come over with Jenny.
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, put the coffee on, will you?
Yeah.
Nan, come on in here.
Say, I love your house. It's very ingenious. Decorated with broken dishes.
Oh, Nan, how can we ever thank you and Doug? I can't believe I'm alive again.
Well, you just keep it that way.
I will, Nan, I promise. Because now I know how. I didn't until I watched you and Doug. You seem to enjoy talking together, sharing your home and your friends, going to church, living a full and rich life.
Thank you, Jenny. We try to live as one. We try to share our tragedies as well as the happiness. That's our idea of a real marriage, anyway.
Hey, Nan, where's the cream?
How did men ever find things before they got married, huh?
Why we must have tragedy is not for us to know. But an abiding faith in God gives us the understanding and strength to bear our burdens. Renew this all-important faith each week by attending the church of your choice. I'd like to thank Douglas Kennedy, Willard Waterman, Rosemary DeCamp, and Virginia Gregg for sharing their talents with their church. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us.
The Search has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.